presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1,200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode of the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, did you know that one of the richest men in the world is also one of the greatest test pilots and aviation designers? Do you know whom I'm talking about? It's Howard Hughes, a tall young Texan who learned to fly when he was only 14 and has been astounding people with his aviation achievements ever since. Howard Hughes always had real mechanical genius. When he was 12, he went up to his attic with a book of knowledge, the ignition system of his family car, and a doorbell. And with this equipment, he built a ham wireless station and then became one of the first persons to get a government license as station operator in the Lone Star State. Once, when his father refused to buy him a motorcycle, Howard Hughes made his own motorcycle from a bicycle, a storage battery, and an automobile self-starter. Orphaned at 18, he inherited a $300,000 interest in a business that manufactured rock bits used in drilling oil wells. Teenage Howard had to prove before a judge that he had the brains and ability of a much older man in order to get permission to take full charge of this business. Well, he did prove it. But for a while, many people thought the judge was crazy. Well, that judge has been proved correct in his judgment, however, because today Howard Hughes is not only worth about $125 million, but he's also a leading figure in the development of our air power. I'll tell you more about some of Howard Hughes' revolutionary and successful planes and aviation inventions at the end of the program. So don't forget to listen. And now to our story. With Bill King, wisecracking reporter for the Continental News Service, identified as the man behind the Black Hand mystery.
I did it for a gag. I figured it'd pep things up around this one-horse town.
And with Gail Nolan properly indignant that the reference to Lakeville is a one-horse town.
We like it here. If you don't, there's a train out in an hour.
And with Tank ready to tear the reporter limb from limb.
I ought to hit you into the middle of next week.
Hop was forced to step in and quiet things down.
All right. That's enough. We didn't think the Black Hand gag was funny, Bill. Maybe you did. Okay, we'll forget it. But don't ever pull anything like that again. Practical jokes can be dangerous.
Okay, Skipper. Now do you want to know what I'm doing in Lakeville?
Who cares?
Well, maybe Miss Nolan does.
Miss Nolan doesn't, I assure you.
Boy, oh boy, I'm as popular around here as a cat in a cage of canaries. Pass me the poison, Harrigan. I might as well pass out of the picture.
I'll get you a gun. It'll be quicker.
Thanks, pal. Like I always say, a friend in need is a friend indeed. I'll get you a gun and watch you bleed.
Well, like that. Oh, go ahead, laugh, Tank. You too, Gail.
Well, you both know it's funny.
Yeah, funny as a crutch.
I'm going home, Hop. Good night.
Wait a minute, Miss Nolan. I still haven't told you about the guy who makes people disappear, you know.
I don't think I'm interested.
Oh, come on, Gail. Be a good sport.
I've got to get home, Hop. It's almost midnight.
Hey, she's right. I got to blow, too. I got to meet the 12:20 train from the east.
What for?
He's on it.
Who's on it?
The guy who makes people disappear.
Oh, don't pay no attention to him, Hop. He's giving out with the gags again.
No, this is on the level. Honest engine. It's strictly the McCoy.
Hop, I've got to go.
1 minute, Gail. I give it to us fast, Bill. What's it all about?
There's a guy. I don't know his name, and I don't know anything about him. All I know is he's due in Lakeville on the 12:20.
You don't know what he looks like?
Wouldn't know him from Adam.
Then how do you expect to find him?
Well, it's like this. This guy's got a funny habit. He's always whistling to himself. And he whistles the same tune over and over again. I don't know the name of it, but it goes like this. Remember?
Yeah, it's a funeral dirge.
Yeah, that's what he whistles.
Hop, I can't wait around listening to this drivel.
Now, just a minute, Miss Nolan. A gag's a gag and a joke's a joke, but I told you, this is strictly on the up and up. I've been trailing this guy all over the country.
You said he makes people disappear, Bill. Just what do you mean?
I wish I could tell you, Harrigan, but I can't.
Because you don't know.
Right you are, Tinker. I don't know. If I did, I would have nailed him a long time ago. But he's smart. He's smart and he's slippery. He's got a million disguises. In one town he's a milkman, another he's a brush salesman, but wherever he stops, somebody disappears. And his next stop's Lakeville. Now look, I gotta meet that train. How about coming down the station with me, huh?
Are you kidding?
All right, so you don't believe me. You think I'm talking through my hat. I'll give you a buzz in the morning, Harry.
Wait a minute. You've got a car, haven't you?
Yeah, hired it from the garage.
Well, you're driving into town anyway, Gail. I think we'll go along with Bill.
What for?
But just for fun.
You call it fun hanging around with him?
Now, check the back door, Tank. Make sure it's locked. I'll leave a note for Aunt Agatha in case she gets up.
She won't, but I certainly think it's ridiculous for you to go traipsing down to the station at this hour of the night on a fool's errand.
Well, how about you joining us, huh?
No, thank you. I've got better things to do with my time. I'll run along now.
Oh, well, wait a minute. The back door locked, Tank?
Yeah.
We'll follow you into town, Gail. Grab your jacket, Tank.
Of all the dopey, dumb fool stunts I ever saw, this one takes the cake.
You won't be talking that way, Two-Ten, if we nab this guy.
That'll be the day.
Hey, come on. If you want to make that 12:20, you'll have to step. It's midnight.
Miss Nolan's gonna turn right. Do we follow her?
No, keep on straight. Gail lives on that street. The station's up a few blocks.
Oh.
Hey, Tank, you still with us?
Huh?
I wondered whether you were still with us.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't.
Hey, turn left at the next corner, Bill.
Okay. I guess we'll make it, huh?
Yeah, the train must be late. There's the station. You've got to cross the tracks to get to it. Slow down. It's pretty bumpy.
This rattle, trap, and bump if you wrote it on glass. All it is four wheels hitched onto a, to a tomato can with half a motor under there.
Now, watch it.
How do you like that? She stalled.
Now, don't sit there. Get it going. You're on the tracks. Hey, your battery's weak.
What battery?
I'm getting out of this jalopy.
Hey, wait a minute, Tank. Let's try pushing it.
Yeah, we'd better.
You stay behind the wheel. All right, Tank, get behind her and push.
I had a hunch we'd end up like this.
Come on, stop grumbling. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Won't budge. Wait a minute.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
Is she in neutral?
Huh?
Is she in neutral?
Holy cats, the train's coming.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, she's in neutral now.
Stupid lug, he had her in gear.
Stop talking and push.
Come on. A little more, Tank. There's the train coming around the bend.
Push, Tank, push.
Hey, hurry up. We know the train's coming.
He's telling us.
One more shove, Tank. Lean on it. She's over.
You. Another second and she'd have been knocked to Kingdom Come.
Oh, brother. That sure was a close call.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
If we had any brains, we'd have left you sitting there on the track.
Oh, come on, Tinker. Let's bury the hatchet, huh?
Look, if I had a hatchet, there'd only be one place I'd bury it.
Oh, you're acting like a child, Tank. Grow up.
Come on, I gotta see who gets off the train.
Oh. Are you coming, Tank?
Oh, I'll wait in the car.
I guess he's really burned up, huh?
Oh, Tank's got a stubborn streak a mile wide. But he'll be all right if he gets fast. Hey.
Huh?
There's a man and a woman getting off.
No. This guy travels solo. Hey, is that the conductor off ahead?
No. That's a passenger. He got off the smoking car. There's another man getting off at the other end of the train.
This is going to be tough. We can't watch both of them.
We won't have to. That one up ahead's a railroad man. Overalls and a striped cap.
That doesn't mean a thing. I told you this bird specializes in disguises. It's a matter of...
Wait, hold it. Listen.
Hey, it's him. It's the guy we're after.
Which one is it?
I can't tell with that train engine hissing.
The bird who came out of the smoker. He's heading for the road behind the station. Come on.
Excited now at the prospect of being close on the trail of a man Bill King says is gifted with strange and mysterious powers, Hop and the young reporter follow the sound of the whistle. We'll be back in a moment to find out what happens, so stand by. Now a little more about Howard Hughes, the boy wonder of aviation, who has won practically every aviation award there is, although he designed and built his first plane, the H-1, only 12 years ago. Hughes really hit the jackpot with this plane because it set two speed records, a land plane record of 352 miles per hour and a transcontinental record of 7 hours and 28 minutes. In 1938, he set a round-the-world record of 3.5 days that lasted for 9 years. Hughes also designed the Constellation, the largest and fastest transport in the air. But I want to tell you about two of his inventions that together speeded up machine gun fire. At the beginning of the war, our aerial machine guns could fire at the rate of only 950 shells a minute. And since such cartridges were packed 50 to a box, the gunner had to reload frequently. Well, the enemy soon found this out and attacked in pairs. First, one would draw our gunner's fire, and while he loaded, the other enemy plane would zoom in for the kill. So Hughes invented a flexible ammunition feed chute that coiled around the inside of a plane like a snake and held a continuous supply of ammunition. Then he invented an electric booster that pulled the shells into the machine gun. Well, these two inventions saved the lives of countless fighter pilots. Perhaps Howard Hughes' greatest aviation achievement is the flying boat, which is the largest airplane in the world, made almost entirely of laminated wood. It has 8 engines totaling enough power to supply a city of 36,000 people. The flying boat will make its first flight soon, and we guarantee that it will also make aviation history. Hughes learned to fly when he was a teenager and believes in flying for every boy and girl. Take a tip from Howard Hughes and learn to fly, because America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Following a man who got off the 1220 train at the Lakeville station, a man who whistles the notes of a funeral dirge over and over again, Pop and Bill King keep well behind him as he leads the way through the almost dark streets near the railroad terminal.
Which way is he heading, Pop? I mean, what part of town?
The residential section, up around where Gail Nolan lives.
You don't think he knows we're following him, do you?
I doubt it. We're almost a block behind him. It's pretty dark.
What do you make of that whistling? The same thing over and over again, like a busted phonograph record.
Yeah, at least if he whistled something cheerful, but why a funeral dirge?
He got me.
Yeah, he seems to know where he's going. Evidently, he's not a complete stranger in town.
As far as I know, he's never been in Lakeville before, though.
I still don't get that disappearing business. You know for a fact that he's been able to make people disappear?
I'm telling you, whenever he passes through a town, somebody vanishes like a puff of smoke.
Well, who, for instance?
All kinds of people.
Do they have anything in common?
That's what I can't figure out. I can't find out. I figure the same way you're trying to figure. I look for a pattern, but no soap. All I could dig up was...
Hold it, Bill. The whistling stopped.
Hey, there he is. There he is. I haven't seen the light from that corner street lamp. He's turning left.
That's the street the Nolans live on.
Let's go. As I was saying, all I could dig up was the fact that someone in each town disappeared. In one place, it'd be a druggist. In another place, the editor of a newspaper. In another place, a farmer.
Well, what about the police? Don't they figure in this?
Sure, the local police. So what? They look for the guys who disappeared, and that's all. I was thinking of calling the FBI and tipping off John Temple. Now, you remember him?
Sure, he worked on that missing transport case.
That's right. Now, maybe if we got a line on this bird tonight, I'd call Temple in the morning. The trouble is, Temple can't... Look. He's turning into one of the houses. You see him?
Where?
The fourth house up from the corner.
Good Lord.
What's the matter?
That's Gail Nolan's house.
Puzzled by the whole weird chain of events that has led up to the trailing of the man who whistles a funeral dirge, Hop is dumbfounded now as he watches the mysterious man mount the steps of the Nolan house. What does it mean? Is Gail his next victim? Gang, there's mystery ahead and plenty of excitement, so be sure to hear the next episode in Hop's newest adventure, The Mystery of the Vanishing Men. Tune in, same time, same station, and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same station. Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.